Tango Mobile.
Yeah, Mobile.
Down here on 26, headed back down towards Duncan.
On 288, headed towards 25.
I've been up to Landrum, and I'm now on my way back. Got to go do some grocery shopping, and my grocery store is near Duncan, so I'll head over that way, 26 to 85, get off at 290. A lot closer than going all the way down to where I normally get off at 26 and then coming back around to where the grocery store is. Oh, well, you know, that's just the way it is.
I am still working. I have 20 tons of topsoil headed to the cliffs up there off of 25.
I met with for my barbershop event coming up. We met at the Stone Soup Cafe up there in Landrum. That's where we had lunch today.
Nice little place. I like to eat at a bunch of different places up that way. Landrum, Cheyenne, and a couple places out towards Inman. I was trying to remember the name of the town for a second. Damn it. Had some other good places to eat out that way, too, that I like to go to.
Good place in Inman that I will go to and pick up stuff and take home, usually. And a new place up on the upper end of up on the upper end of Inman, up on 176, that I've been to a couple of times. And the people that own it are somebody I know through my church. So, and they got a good barbecue up there. And so I'll go up there occasionally if I have the time and I'm in that direction. I'll stop up there and pick up some barbecue, take home for lunch or supper, something like that.
Yeah, I think I got a south side smokehouse up there on the side of the highway in Inman. And I don't know about the other place. I was thinking there was some steak place in close to downtown Inman somewhere.
Now, this place is called the Thin Q Line. Thin Q Line. And they're located up on 176 on the upper end of Inman. So, if you're going up Inman, going up 176 like you're going up to Campobello or Landrum, they would be on the left-hand side of the road. But if you're coming down into Inman from that area, they would be on that end of town, and they're on the right-hand side. They're not a big place, but they're nice. They got some good food there, though.
Neat. Yeah, I've never heard of them. I'll have to check that out sometime, for certain.
I own it, and he's a retired policeman, and she's still a school teacher, believe it or not, still teaching school. So she teaches at Spartanburg High School and everything, so at least right now she is. But anyway, but they're a nice couple, and they've got a good business up there, and serve good food, and you won't go away hungry unless you just don't eat.
I'll stop in there next time I'm up that way. Being a school teacher is kind of rough these days. I haven't been in high school since 2012, so I know a lot has changed since then. It was bad enough when I was there, but now I bet it's terrible.
That's true. Yeah, I've known the lady of the couple. I've known her since she was a child, when she was in my youth group in church many, many, many years ago. So I've known her and her sister both, and they're both school teachers, and like their mother was before them and everything. So I know these people, and when they started the barbecue place, I hadn't been up there, but once I got up there, I recommended to everybody, you know.
I've got to try it out first to make sure it's everything that it's supposed to be. But, oh, yeah. I just drove through Marietta. Now I'm working my way towards 11.
You get up on Highway 11, you'll be up there near where the wireman is up there off of Highway 11. I got to make a trip up there sometime in the next month and pick up some wire to restring my loop. Get it back up, get it up in the air, back up, take it down, restring it, and then put it back up in the air. It needs to be done soon.
I think got you. Yeah, I definitely know where the wireman's at. The wireman lives on that road, and one of my other buddies lives on that road, too. And the wireman, the wireman knows me as a crazy guy who thinks it'd be a good idea to go fly hang gliders. I've been wanting to go fly them up there for a long time. They, there's a group that flies them off the top of the mountain up there. And they do that just about every weekend. I've been wanting to do that for a long time, but I just haven't had the money to do it. But once I do have the money to do it, I plan to.
Yeah, I've seen those guys flying off the side of that mountain up there. And when I make a trip up, I'll go up 26 and hit 11 and go over that way sometimes to go up to the wireman's place. And I've seen those guys up there flying off the side of that hill, that little hill up there. And better them than me, some idiot just pulled. I'm moving along at the speed limit, and some idiot just slowly pulls over in front of me on the interstate. Jeez, what a smart person, or not smart person.
I run into them all the time. Yeah, that's what I do for a living. I just drive around and watch stupid people.
What you mean, Chad? Know what you mean? Yeah, like I said, I've got two more exits to get to where I'm going to go, and I'm going to get off at Highway 290 and then go down to where it meets Reedville Road. That's where my Publix grocery store is, so I can do my grocery shopping and get that done. So I'm getting closer to where I need to get off.
KJ4WZM. Name here is Daniel.
Okay, Daniel, I'm sorry. I was talking to Chad a while ago, and I'll... it was a mess coming down 26, coming out of Landrum. They were cleaning up on the side of the road there, on the side of the interstate, and they had traffic in one line going down the interstate, and that's not fun.
No, was that before or after the grade?
That was after I got back on 26 at the Highway 14 exit there at Landrum. And that's where, just right there, in fact, is where the line starts backing up, and it backs up for about a half mile before you get to that exit. And then you got one lane road for about another three quarters to a mile down the road where they're all doing a lot of cleaning on the side of the road there. They've got some big heavy equipment there, clearing out the undergrowth along the side of the interstate there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're trying to get all that stuff done before wintertime comes. I have a feeling that they're going to end up snow plowing that section of the highway this winter, and they'll need somewhere for the snow to go, and if the side of the road isn't cleaned out, then it'll build up a lot faster than otherwise.
That's probably it, and I'll... Oh, I just found where Greer Roofing's new facility is. Wonder where they had built up out here on the side of Interstate 85. So, anyway, well, I'm getting ready to get off here, and I'm going to get into some heavy traffic up here at this exit, because I know it is all the time. So I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3, and I'll catch up to you later. You have a good afternoon, and we'll talk to you later. W2T.
I have a good one. I'm about to turn onto 11, so I'll catch up with you later on down the log. WUTTKJ4WZM Mobile.
For DTY Mobile.
HKX.
KO4HKX. KI4DTY. What you up to, Patrick?
How about you?
I'm out in Malden, about to head back home to Taylor.
Photo shoot is that today?
That corporate photo shoot, just a little short session. But yeah, I was out here doing that, and I'm all done now.
Hope everything went smooth.
Back is actually out. I hurt my back at my last wedding, carrying everything, so I'll probably go over to the chiropractor and see if they can sneak me in, but, yep. Where are you at today?
I'm close to your house. I'm up 290 right now, though. I'm about done for the day.
Did you hop on last night for check-in?
Yes, I did.
I was trying to make it, and then time got away. I was trying to solve some business problems, and time just... I didn't even know it was 9 o'clock, and by the time I looked at the clock, it was about 11:30, 12 o'clock at night.
Every now and then. But hey, I'm going to get off here right now. I'm pulling into my next stop. I just wanted to say hello. You take care out there, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Saying hi, KI4DTY. I'll be on the side listening.